ABC Radio Australia.
The first ripples of a possible change in the Papua New Guinea government may have begun with a government MP yesterday crossing the floor to the opposition during question time. It was the Eastern Highlands Governor Peter Numu who made the switch, saying he felt that there was no future for the people of his province under the current government of Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. Now, before Mr. Numu's defection, the opposition had claimed that they already had 8 government MPs set to join them ahead of a planned no confidence motion. For more of this, I'm joined by Pacific Beat reporter Nick Fogarty. Nick, how significant is this government MP's defection for the future of the O'Neill government?
Well, Peter Numu's main grievance with the government is related to funds from the development of a large-scale industrial park not reaching his province, but the issues raised by the opposition leadership extend much more widely than that. The opposition says it's been working hard to shore up the MPs for a vote of no confidence, which it's threatening to launch in early February, and it's planned for that time because the government gets an 18-month grace period from such votes after the election, and that ends on the 4th of February. They say they've got 8 government MPs on side and ready to cross the floor, and we're not sure if that includes Peter Numu, but the opposition recognises it will need more than that to achieve a 56-seat majority. But earlier this week, opposition leader Patrick Pruach says he's confident that the numbers will come through in the end. Here's some of what he had to say.
In Papua New Guinea, a successful motion of no confidence happens on the floor, and it has happened many times before, and that happened on the 11th hour when members of current ruling government will cross the floor to support the opposition to have the motion become successful. And we're hoping that this will materialize in the weeks ahead, given that we have very solid discussions with some members of government who are keen to cross the floor to support us.
That's PNG opposition leader Patrick Pruach, and he says that if the motion of no confidence was successful, the people should be able to have confidence in the new government.
What I want to promise to Papua New Guineans is that if I promise you one thing, you will get it, instead of Peter O'Neill saying that he promised you and he will never deliver that. He's been doing that for a number of years now.
And here's what Prime Minister Peter O'Neill had to say when he spoke to Pacific Beat this week about his chances in surviving the no-confidence motion.
We live in a very vibrant democracy in Papua New Guinea, and we look forward to seeing such a motion being introduced, and I'm confident that the members of government will vote with their conscience and see whether we have done the right thing for the country. I'm certain that the members of parliament will make the right decision.
The PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill there. And now it's also worth remembering that there was also a no-confidence motion launched against the O'Neill government in the previous parliament in July 2016, but he survived that easily, prevailing with a 64-seat majority. And interesting to note as well that Vanuatu, where the parliament faces quite frequent no-confidence motions and changes of prime minister, they're currently working on changes to their laws and constitution to try to stabilise that.